welcome to the Wisdom of Your Soul. I'm Janice Mary Fuchs, and I'm a psychotherapist, and I'm really happy to be here to talk to you about how to connect to your soul energy. I did have an amazing experience myself in connecting to this energy, and I just love to share it with people. So I hope that you'll listen in and try some of these techniques and ideas in your own life. I'm really happy to be hosted by psychictalk.net. on Psychic Talk Radio, and this blog radio station has many shows, so check them out. So today I wrote a post this morning on called Rerouting, and that came into my mind because, like a GPS, reroutes us when we're going in the wrong direction. You know, that's what our soul can do for us too. So a lot of times my soul energy, you know, if I'm just kind of relaxing and not thinking too much, will kind of give me a little bit of a little snippet of what I should write about in the morning. And that's what I heard. I heard rerouting, that the ego mind needs us to help reroute it. And that couldn't be further from the truth. I know my own ego mind, if I let that run rampant, it always takes me to not a good place. So a lot of our psychological techniques, our self-help techniques, you know, are all centered around helping people to move out of a belief system that is causing distress, pain, unhappiness, and really just takes the enjoyment of life away. So, you know, this has been my mission in my practice as a psychotherapist and trying to help people, you know, get out of these belief systems that are so painful. And, you know, I have explored many of these techniques and many of these, you know, philosophies and, you know, thought systems in trying to help people move out of the ego. And in my own practice and in my own life, I could see that a lot of these techniques help for a bit, and they give you an experience of something different. You know, anything that gets you out of your belief system that is hurtful is helpful. So I have felt that anything you want to try, you know, whether it's affirmations, whether it's going to therapy or meditating, doing law of attraction with Abraham Hicks, you know, anything that helps get you out of the ego mindset for a little bit can really help you experience a different way to be. So then you know you have a choice. You know, you're just not this ego mind that dictates constantly. You know, we have a choice. And that is what my soul has showed me. And I used to think, you know, before I really connected to my soul, I used to feel every time I would try one of these techniques, whether it was with myself or my clients, that it would help for a time, and then people would kind of fall back into their old belief systems. It's almost like we have a default mechanism that doesn't allow us to stay in this new mindset that we're trying to adopt. And it's really interesting to me that that would happen. I mean, I could go for months doing Abraham Hicks and Law of Attraction and really feeling great. But there would always be something that would, you know, trigger that old belief system. And then it was like I was falling down a hill again, back into this, you know, horrible mindset. And I used to really beat myself up for that as a therapist and as a spiritual person. You know, how could I keep letting this happen? So at the time, I really wasn't realizing that it was a stepping stone, and that that path, those stepping stones were leading back to me, and that those stepping stones were leading back for me to go inward and to connect to this energy that lives within us. And, you know, a lot of people will describe this energy as consciousness, your consciousness, you know, the universal consciousness that, you know, works through each of us, that we're one, and this consciousness comes through individually and then is expressed, or that this is God and how God is expressed through each of us. It doesn't really matter what label you give it. You just know that when you hit on this energy when you really feel and hear what it has to say to you, or this knowing that you get from being still within this energy, then you know you have really tapped into something very, very different. And the difference that I have found between, you know, using some of these techniques and going into the soul energy is that the soul energy gives you a knowing. So it's sort of like the ego mind is so, so strong that these techniques will work for a little bit, but ultimately the ego wins out. It just seems to. So when you go into the soul energy or your conscious energy, that energy, there's a knowing in that energy and there's a teaching in that energy. So you don't have to convince the ego of anything. You don't have to fight with the ego. There's really nothing you have to do but feel into that energy. And once you do, you just know, you know, and then you start to know that this ego is wrong. You know, that everything that this ego mind has ever said may be true in some ways of your human experience. You know, that it might be true that you're not perfect. It might be true that you've made mistakes, you know, but that is not how the soul views you. You know, that is not the way this consciousness views you. You know, this consciousness views you as a whole, complete, perfect essence. You know, this is really who you are. So it's really a completely different experience. But each of these methods and techniques have such value because it brings you closer to this soul experience, this conscious experience. And, you know, even practicing mindfulness is a big one, because I think that practicing mindfulness and living in the present really helped me to just stay in the soul energy that I connected to. You know, for a long time, you know, I connected to the soul energy and I could feel such a difference, such a knowing, but I wasn't really benefiting from it until I really realized that I could stay in this energy most of the time. And when I connected to this energy, it really is just the energy of the present. You know, it's the energy of being in the now, in this moment, because you can't feel into this energy if you're thinking about the past, and you can't feel this energy if you're thinking about the future. So it's really very strikingly different. So wherever you are in your journey, if you're practicing law of attraction, you know, it's a wonderful practice, because that is helping you get away from that ego belief system. You know, practicing law of attraction challenges you and helps you to realize that you're something bigger than you realized, that your thoughts do matter. And they matter in the way that if you're constantly thinking about negative things about yourself, you know, that's time consuming. If you think about how often you've spent in ruminating about how you should be, you know, that you should be exercising or you should be eating a certain way, that we spend so much of our time in those kind of thoughts, which really rob our life away from us. So, you know, when we realize that how much time we spend in triggered states or just states of agitation, and when we don't need to, you know, it's okay if you are, you know, we all get triggered, we're all human, but we can move out of that a lot quicker. You can feel and you can listen to your ego mind and you can hear what it has to say. And it's an interesting thing. The soul is never, ever rejecting of any part of you. And the soul is not rejecting of your ego mind either. The soul sees the ego mind as having a lot of value because you're a human person. And the ego mind is really there to help and protect us. It just has gotten, it's just been given too much power. So the soul comes in to try to equalize us, to try to bring back the equilibrium, to bring back the blend of our human self and our spiritual self. you know, and that really, really helps. So it's not like you stop thinking and that you don't ever think. It's just when you realize thoughts are, you know, bringing you down, or the momentum of your thoughts is taking away from you something that you might want to do, that's when you know that something is going wrong. And that's when you know that you need to switch. You need to switch that off. So going into the soul energy gives us that opportunity to do that very thing. So it's really, really important. So if we think about it as a GPS system, you know, that when we go off track, that we hear that voice, you know, that comes on our GPS in our cars, rerouting, you know, that's what the soul does. So anytime you find yourself caught in these looping thoughts that are just annoying and causing you to be agitated and talking and evaluating yourself in ways that are not good, you know, just kind of play that rerouting voice in your mind and reroute back to within and go back into the present. You know, put a wall up to the past, put a wall up to the future, and just come right back into the present and just look at something. You know, look outside, look at a tree, you know, just become more mindful of this present moment. And then as you do that, as you look around, you know, and just see and hear what's around you, then you can go within and you can feel what's inside of you. You know, and as you do that, what you're doing is you're dropping from your head to your heart and into your soul. So it is a pretty simple process. If you find that you're ruminating about something, if you're in a new relationship and you're upset because it's not going the way that you want it to go, or you feel your needs aren't being met, or, you know, the person in your life is just aggravating you, just look out the window and look at a tree and see all the different shades of green. And, you know, look at each leaf, and that will take you from that ego mind to that tree. And then that brings us back to our spirit, because a tree is naturally full of spirit. You know, there's no expectations that a tree has. So just by looking at something in nature will bring us back to our nature, which is our spiritual nature. So nature really has this effect of reminding us that we're so much more than what we seem. And that is powerful. That's really, really powerful. And that's what law of attraction does. It says that, you know what, you're creative and powerful. And with the power of your thoughts, you can create anything you want in your life. But the soul takes it a step further. The soul helps you to feel that, yes, you can create anything you want in your life, but you really don't need to, because you're not coming from a place that you have to prove your worth anymore. You know, when we're in the ego, we're always trying to prove our worth. You know, if I make enough money, you know, I'll be worthy. If I'm in a great relationship, then I'm worthy. You know, if I have a beautiful home, I'm worthy. If I, you know, exercise and I'm a certain weight or a certain size, then I'm worthy. And that's all our ego, human mind. And, you know, that's not where the soul comes from. You know, when you float back into your soul, there's a knowing that our human body is a vehicle. It's like our car, you know, and we have an attachment to our car, but we are not our car. And so, you know, whether you have an old used car that you bought and you love it because it gets you from point A to B, or you have a BMW, or you have a Maserati, whatever you have, you know, it still serves the same function, which is taking you from one point to another point. So the condition of the car is irrelevant as long as the car is working. So for every breath that we take, as long as our bodies are here and breathing, we can express our souls in the way that we want to. And when you're in the soul energy, you start to see that the way the ego wants you to express is really not as a desirable way to go. It's fine to go that way if you want to, but it often doesn't bring us happiness. And that's why we see such a rise in people killing themselves, unfortunately, because, people that look so successful on the outside, and then we find that they have hurt themselves and didn't want to live anymore. And why is that? You know, because they have maxed out the ego. Everything that the ego wanted from them, they accomplished. They have, you know, maybe money, and they have relationships and fame and fortune, and they have everything. And they didn't seem to have that sense of happiness. So for them, that was the end of their life. And, you know, the soul doesn't judge that. It just wants to remind us all that we're so much more than what the ego wants from us. So that if we accomplish all the ego's goals and feel empty, that now that's the time to turn within. Or if you're having trouble accomplishing the ego's goals, then that's time to turn within. It can come from either one. It can come from, you know, having a really, really rough life that you turn within, or it can come from achieving everything and just having a slight sense of emptiness. So that emptiness is the call to your soul. So we all have a call to our soul, and our soul is always reminding us, is always trying to get us to turn within. And that's why we have so many of these techniques and so many spiritual teachers, and that's our soul trying to call us back. And every time you pick up a book that has value, that says something nice about you and says something loving about you, and you read it, that's your soul talking to you. So a lot of people will say to me, well, where is my soul? And how come my soul hasn't made itself known? You know, I'm suffering so much. Well, why isn't my soul showing up? Why isn't this energy, you know, really making itself known? And it does. It does every single chance it gets. Any chance that the ego mind is a little quiet, the soul floats in. But the soul isn't going to take away our choice of what we want. You know, we know that this energy lives within us, so it's always our choice. And the soul is extremely respectful and does not want to take away our human experience. The soul wants us to have a human experience, knowing that we know it's always there and that we'll always be supported and loved. So it's not like the soul isn't present, you know, and the soul will guide you if you're having a particularly tough time. It'll bring a person into your life. It will bring a book. It will bring maybe a podcast. It will bring something into your life that will help you get out of this belief system that is hurting you so much. So you just have to, you know, maybe look at it that way. So I was getting very frustrated doing all these techniques and always feeling like I was ending up in the same place, not realizing that every single time I was reading something or doing something that was getting me out of this ego mind, that was my soul reaching out to me to say, yes, there's another way. And when you connect back into the soul energy, that way is much, much more stable, I have found. Out of all the things that I have tried and explored with myself and my clients, you know, connecting to your spirit soul energy is stable, consistent, and is always there for you. You just have to always choose it. Because we have free will and because we have choice, it is always a choice. It's always a choice to come into the present and to feel that energy. And the more you do it, the easier it is to stay in it. And if you catch yourself wandering, it's much easier to reroute, so to speak. So it becomes easier and easier to choose it, but it is a choice. You know, the soul will never take our ego away because in our human experience, our ego protects us and helps us grow from a human perspective. It's just that if the ego is running rampant, and if the ego is becoming too evaluative and too destructive, then it's time for balance. You know, it's just time for balance. So that doesn't mean you get rid of the ego. It means you have a healthy respect for the ego and you love the ego. You just don't have to listen to it when it comes to evaluating anything about you. You know, sometimes it has some valuable things to say to us. So we don't want to throw it away. We don't have to get rid of it entirely. We just have to know how to use it. And the soul is that energy. When you're in that energy, you naturally kind of know what the ego is about and you naturally know how to use it. So it's really, you know, an important way to be, and it'll bring such, you know, love into your life. That's the biggest thing, is that you will feel very loved and very supported. And it's almost like everything that you're searching for in the world and everything that you're searching for in relationships and everything that you're looking for in your career or through money is really found in this energy. And that might sound crazy. You know, a lot of my clients will just kind of look at me and it can sound, some people will say, well, I don't know if I want that. You know, that sounds crazy or that sounds boring. You know, I want to, you know, be able to be successful and I want to make a lot of money and I want to challenge myself. So I don't know if the soul energy sounds like it's for me. And I just remind them, I said, listen, you can do everything that you ever wanted to do, but it's just who you're keeping company with. So if you're, you know, going back to college and you have the company of the ego, you're going to have a rough road. But if you have the company of your soul, you're going to feel the love and support and guidance as you go through college. So that's the difference. You know, it's a huge difference. So we can, I always say to my clients, we can torture ourselves through any experience, or we can invite the soul in who just loves us through every experience. So, you know, the choice is ours. And, you know, it also really, really is very powerful in that every single time we want to beat ourselves up about something, the soul is just kind of like, it's okay. You're human. You're reacting. You know, so if you're having trouble, say overeating, you know, and you can't seem to stop eating junk food, you know, the soul is not judgmental. You know, it's like, it's understanding. It'll understand you and say, listen, as a human person, you're reacting, you know, to a situation, you're stressed. So you're eating a little bit too much, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you want to connect with me a little bit and you'll feel that peace and that love, you know, that will help that reaction. So your need to overeat may diminish. It may not go away totally, but it may diminish. But as the soul is so loving, it doesn't care if you overeat. That's not its objective or purpose. It's not concerned with that. You know, if that's what your reaction is to life, the soul is supportive of that and just wants you to keep turning to the love and safety of this energy. And the more you do that, the more these reactions and the need to comfort these reactions switch. So instead of comforting ourselves through eating or drinking or drugs or relationships, when you have the comfort of the soul, that then diminishes the need to turn to all these other things. And that's how powerful our own consciousness, our own energy is. It's extremely powerful. And, you know, so when you connect to it, you'll be supported and loved. And so the need to medicate ourselves in the way that we do will also naturally diminish. So we won't have, you know, all these addictive problems that we all struggle with as being human people. So this blending of the soul is really, really powerful and shows us how much more we are, even though we're in a limited body and we're in a limited thought system. The soul kind of comes in and blows it all away, and also blows away all of our limitations. You know, when you connect to this energy, you'll find that you become very intuitive. You might find that you have some, you know, some gifts, some psychic gifts, you know, because that's what happens. This energy is not, is much, much more than we believe we are. You know, I think that a lot of people have an idea that they're a lot more than what they are, but don't really know how to go about it. So for today, I think the object is anytime you're feeling agitated or upset with yourself, to just go back into this energy, you know, and to just relax and go, you know, look in nature or walk around in nature. Or if you have an animal, just look at your dog or your cat. And then, you know, as you're relaxing and as you're feeling better and you're moving out of your ego mind, you can go within to your body and feel the energy that runs up and down your body. And when you feel into that energy, just sit with it. Sit with it and you'll start to feel things. You'll start to feel information. You'll start to feel better. And if you just stay in that present moment with that energy, it will change your life. It'll be the best affirmation that you've ever heard. It'll be the most loving technique. It'll be everything that you've always hoped for and looked for in any relationship. And I couldn't recommend strongly enough to try this. It's what all spiritual teachers, I think, point to and try to help people get to. So, you know, try that for today and see how you do. Of course, feel free to write down any comments or anything, any of your thoughts on trying to connect to your soul energy, and let me know how you're doing with it. So I hope that you have a really wonderful soul-centered day, and we'll talk again next time. Have a great day.